Good morning, listeners, to the first episode of the Chit Chat Podcast. I'm joined by our fabulous crew, the blonde Emily, we got the statistical Anshika, and the super nice Anna. And today we're going to be talking about parents should watch over what their children do online. Like, you know, coming from an Indian household, it's actually pretty common that, you know, your parents like regularly monitor your phone. Obviously, I'm like 18 now, so I can't relate to it anymore. But like as a child, if you get what I'm saying, what do you think, Anshika?
Yeah, apparently this isn't only the case in Indian households. According to a survey, more than 60% of parents monitor what websites their children are visiting and what they're doing on social media. So personally, I stand against this because in my opinion, if the child is being constantly watched over, they're going to learn how to become more sneaky with what they do online. So like clearing your browser history and stuff like that. And there's a difference between setting boundaries. So for example, if the child is really young, you could always do the YouTube player for kids, which automatically restricts it versus actually controlling their online presence. Anna, what do you think about that?
Before we get into Anna's thoughts, like just for the record, I would like to state that none of us are parents. Like,
why are you stating for the record?
Because we're talking about parents' like point of view, and we can only provide the point of view of a children. So like, let us know if you think any of our comments are biased. If any parents are listening, feel free to tell us as well. Because none of us have a child. We cannot provide the point of view of a parent, like the pure point of view, if you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I guess parents just, the things that they do, they act out of protectiveness. And I guess in the long term, it can protect, because there's a lot out there on the internet. There's child predators. There's literally a lot. I myself have had instances where I feel uncomfortable.
But at the end of the day, it's the same in real life as well. Because in the real world, there's all these dangers as well.
But someone might say that it just makes it, like social media makes it much easier for you to encounter those dangers.
Yeah, social media, it's like you're basically hiding behind a screen. You're connected with the entire world. Like in real life, yeah, there are dangers, obviously, but it's like you'll just be like walking. It's like much less, in my opinion, in real life.
But
I think before we get into the proper debate, we should define what a child is. And they're at like what age scheme we're talking about. So are we talking about adolescents or like young children?
I feel like young children, like it kind of makes sense. Like what do they watch? Peppa Pig on YouTube. But with teenagers, children.
Yo, my bad.
Why is that so funny? I used to watch Peppa Pig.
I'm sorry. Yeah, guys.
So for them, it might be actual concern, like they're gonna like give out their address to strangers, it's stuff like that. But with teenagers, they have the common sense, or like I hope they do, to not do stuff like that. So it's more about parents being controlling when they're teenagers versus protective when they're younger.
But kids, like now,
that's a fair.
People are getting access to online much, much faster. Like all of us, got introduced to social media and Instagram, Snapchat, that like sort of community when we were in what, year 7, 13, 14 years old.
Dude, don't even. I was 9 when I first started my Insta art account.
I was
14.
No, I'm just saying like nowadays people are getting in much earlier than when we were, you know? So we should also take that into account. Like children are doing more online at a younger age before teenage.
Yeah, I feel like the younger generation is maturing much quicker. Recently,
it's like they don't go through the whole awkward phase. So do you guys think
that's mainly because of social media?
I was basically saying that I think that as a child, it's okay. Like parents, like there's so many apps you can use to like control what your child is doing on their phone. That's completely okay. I just think that as a teenager, like Anshika said, it might cause them to want to go into it further. Being restricted like that, they're gonna want to be sneaky. So I think a better way to approach it would to be to educate their child, tell them the kind of dangers there are on the internet, and don't restrict them, don't invade their privacy. So they do feel that that they have their freedom on the internet, but like they have, like, teenagers like to feel like they have control, like, on their decisions. So they should be educated by their parents and make the right decision.
I agree. I think that children should be trusted, because we always say that they are our future and stuff like that, right? So it's necessary for them to learn these things at this age. Maybe nowadays it's become that they have to learn it at a younger age compared to maybe us or our parents, but that's because of social media's growth and importance in society. But regardless, they have to learn about the dangers, because if parents just restrict their children all the time, research shows that when you try to discipline your child, it actually does the opposite, and it produces kids with lower self-esteem who behave worse than other kids. And so that means that, of course, they get punished more because their parents are more, like, authoritarian. And so by controlling children, it actually takes away their privacy, and it'll lead to them acting out and probably doing worse than what their parents fear they would. So I think the best way to it is to educate your child on the dangers. But the only way that can be effective is if the child is actually willing to be educated, and that might be tough.
Education of the child is one of the things. So there's a statistic that 22% of girls say that they have posted a nude or semi-nude photo of themselves online. That burden of trust goes to the child. And I agree with what you're saying. Those girls should be educated on the safeties and dangers of that topic. But it's also the thing to do with the internet. It's not always the child's fault. 77% of victims of online predators were 14 and older. And 1 in 5 youths say that they have received, like, sexual solicitation, or they were approached online before the age of 17. It's not just them, but I think we also should educate the people that are doing this online. So, like, the child predators and, like, the social media scene, that they aren't fully protecting these children. 90% of children between the ages of 8 and 16 have said that they've seen pornography whilst doing their homework. I don't think it's fair to say that it's the children's fault for doing their homework online. I think we should also, like, take into consideration how the online database is kind of structured out and how these children are being protected in a way.
Going back to the point that Anna made about children being trusted to make their own decisions once they've been educated about that, I feel like a lot of people could easily argue that teenagers make their own decisions. Like you said, they do things online that aren't safe in the end. And a lot of the responsibility is on them. They consciously choose to make stupid decisions, honestly. But you have to realize that a lot of teenagers then face the consequences of their actions. What they do online, in the long term, for example, their job prospects, a lot of employers now look at their social media before employing people. So they will realize that what they're doing is not okay. And so basically, once they do understand the consequences of their actions, I think that should be a big part in the education, so they know,
I think,
the long-term effects.
I think also, Ladon, like, you can't really educate child predators, right? Like, because how would you reach those people? Those people are, like, extreme people in society that, of course,
they need to be educated. I would be like, but regulate, in my opinion. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, keep a distance between those people and children. Just make it more difficult to do the job that they
are. How do you do that?
So, like, TikTok and Instagram and stuff, they've done the community guidelines and boundaries and stuff like that.
I think so as well.
I think
but every social media has that, but that doesn't really, it's not really effective, because I've seen stuff that I don't want to see on my TikTok, for example.
I mean, if we take that into account and just consider it, we should obviously motivate those companies as well. And a lot can be done in social media. Like, these companies are very creative. When COVID-19 started, you could only forward a message on WhatsApp to one person because the spread of misinformation was so much. Those companies have adapted to our claims, and if they take responsibility, they can obviously change. I would say just provide more profiles and verifications into making an Instagram account that ensures that you're safe, and also like hold child predators accountable. So if you are doing something online that wouldn't be legal offline, we should also implement a system that someone could be punished with the right consequences, regardless of whether it's online or offline. And like you're saying, you've seen some things that you shouldn't see. The people that posted them should be held accountable offline as well.
I think Vedant's argument is that instead of us, instead of parents educating their children and watching over them, it should be like the businesses, the social media organizations, they should make their protocol more strict and their community guidelines more strict and have an actual regulatory body.
I think we all agree that that would be like the ideal situation, but realistically, that isn't happening.
It's unlikely.
Right now.
Yeah.
So I would like to direct it back to the research question. Should parents watch over what their children are doing? Regardless of whether social media is accountable or not, it's really evident that it's failed. Like, things like this still happen. So do you think that parents, like, for obviously parents should target social media accounts and hold them responsible, but does that still justify them to watch over what their children are doing, if that makes sense?
I think in certain scenarios it might. Like, for example, if you know that your child has been bullied a lot in school or something like that, it might be a good idea to supervise what they're doing on the internet to make sure to protect them. Because, like, I think as teenagers, it does happen quite often where you get bullied. Maybe not as much in our school, but for sure there has been several cases where children have felt threatened on the internet.
I'm glad you brought up the point about bullying, because some might argue that even online there's cyberbullying happening, right? But it is not the platform that is the problem, but it's the bully themselves. So if you take the analogy that if someone is bullied at school, the parent doesn't go there and spend the day with them to protect them from the bullies at school. So that should be the exact same case online. If there's an issue, the communication between the child and the parent should be strong enough that they can tell the parent. And otherwise, it's just going to be an invasion of privacy.
I think parents should create an atmosphere where the child doesn't feel like judged to or uncomfortable to go to them with things, even if it's something that they've done where they know that it's not, they haven't done something right. Parents should create an atmosphere where they, instead of like punishing them or something, they like try to solve the problem. Like, so, you know, it's just, it's a healthier way, and like that sort of avoids the whole thing of children even like doing things. I know, okay, this is just a general thing, but I like in my life, I see the trend between people who have strict parents and people who have more like liberal parents. The children are more like rebellious and likely to do stupid things. More than the children who have liberal parents. And I think that's like in the case of social media as well, I think it all depends on the atmosphere that the parents give the child.
I agree. Like, parents shouldn't monitor what their children are doing so aggressively. They should obviously take a stand back and try to nurture a relationship where even like, if it does happen in other schools, Emily, the cyberbullying, that the child should feel comfortable enough to going to the parent and telling them like this happened, instead of the parent having to be like a little more aggressive and finding out it happened in the first place, because that might actually defeat the entire purpose of it. So parents shouldn't watch over what their children are doing, in my opinion, but they should try to nurture that relationship where the child feels comfortable talking about their parents to anything, you know.
The example about cyberbullying, I was stating that the child actually went up to the parent and said that they're bullied, or the parent knows that they're being bullied. Maybe the school told them or something like that. I think that's an extreme situation where the parent should monitor what their child does, because if the child is getting bullied in real life and is later getting bullied online, that makes them more in risk of actually harming themselves. Did you know 59% of the US teams have been bullied or harassed online? That's a significant figure. And imagine all those, that 59% of teenagers, they become depressed or suicidal because of that. I think their parents should, if in those cases, parents should restrict themselves on, the parents should restrict the child on what they can look at and what they can do on social media.
See, but the parent monitoring it isn't going to stop it from happening. It's either online, or it's usually people who cyberbully are the people that you know in real life. So people at school, for example, if you just don't look at it in online, it's not like you're going to go to school and it's going to be all over. It's just going to be there, but worse.
Yeah, but at least that way at home, you have a bit of freedom and your parents can relax you down and then make sure you know that there's other stuff other than just school.
I think what you're saying there is about restricting their social media use, or maybe like keeping less time on their phone. But the thing's about monitoring what websites their children are visiting and stuff, right? So would you think that it's okay in these extreme scenarios for the parents to like install tracking things where they can see exactly what their child is seeing, or take their phone and see what they're seeing?
I think what would be better is instead of seeing what they're actually doing on social media, like have like a curfew or something. Like this, I myself used to have this, and like I would, we would all, like not just the two children, our like the whole family would all put their phones in a basket by a certain time, and that's sort of like it's.
I don't think it makes a difference the time that.
I'm trying to tell you, basically, I think that children are more likely to go on like websites and things that they're not, like, you know, supposed to in times where like people aren't, like, you know, awake and around. Like they're more likely to do it at night when, you know, like no one's around. So like during the day it's like everywhere. Like do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, explain a bit further. So like parents should lead by example in that.
Yeah, and they can sort of like, instead of being like, oh, you shouldn't go on this website, disguise it as like, oh, healthy habit, like don't look be on your screen before you sleep, you know?
I think so too. So to wrap it all up, does anyone have any final thoughts?
Conclusion is you try not to create the problem in the first place, but if you're in an extreme situation where the child is already out of control and the environment is not healthy, seek help.
Yeah, so I would wrap this up by saying parents should try to establish like the relationship where the child can feel comfortable with them by, I don't know, what Anna said, where you have the curfew that kind of protects the child as well. But if they're like the child has become a little bit out of control, what Emily and Shika said is that the parents should intervene and just like monitor and support their child. But I think we all have the thesis that the parents should not punish the child, because it's the more you punish, the more sneaky the child will be. And that's it for today, folks. Thank you for listening to the very first episode of the Chit Chat Podcast. We will be seeing you on Wednesday morning, where we will discuss
whether patients should be able to refuse life-saving treatments for religious reasons.
Ooh, that's interesting. Any parents or just anyone in general, please feel free to leave your opinions in the comment section below. We will be responding to them. What we learned today is that Emily gets bullied online because of her blonde hair. Anna's friends, Anna has been monitoring her friends to just check like the behavioral patterns between them and their them and like how their parents behave and how their child behaves. And Shika is a very statistical person.
And what about you?
What did you learn about me today?
That you have strict parents.
I have strict parents. That's nice.
Okay, guys. Thank you for listening to our first podcast. We will see you on our next chit chat.